www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and certainly it's a beautiful day. In fact, it feels like summer. The sky is blue. I had to take off my shirt, and now I'm just in a T-shirt here. But anyway, this is a glorious, glorious day to be alive. Well, today we have with us our good friend Barry Shamus, and we're going to be talking about the tragic events that are unfolding there in the Middle East and in the Near East as well. And it was interesting. Today I had a guest on purporting to be, of course, independent, certainly just concerned about the fate of Israel, which we're all concerned about. Works for a corporation, some sort of a foundation, but he has offices in the Reagan building. Why would any private organization have offices in the Reagan building? And obviously he's not a private organization. It's some sort of an extension of the government propaganda machine, and the whole theme was how we have to go to war with Iran. Boy, that's really going to solve our problems, is going to war with Iran. Well, the last thing we want to do is go to war with Iran, because I'm very, very concerned that if we do, why, there'll be a major, major attack on Israel. Not that there's not going to be anyway, but certainly we could plunge the whole of the Middle East into total disruption, destabilize all of the government. Some of these are even covertly working with Israel, and plunge not only the Muslim world, but perhaps the whole world into World War III. And yet, of course, this apparently is the government's program at the present time, which really doesn't make sense unless there's another agenda behind everything that's going on. Well, a part of that is this effort towards globalism, which Barry's going to talk about today. Barry Shamus, you pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, I don't know if this is globalism. I wrote an article yesterday, which it's getting a lot of reaction, actually, but it's about the deranged, wacky atmosphere in Israel, where the most obscene crimes take place and no one cares. Now, what you had, what was it, 3.5, 4 days ago, you had four members of the Shas party getting on an elevator, and the elevator free falls three floors straight down. Now, before I wrote the article, I phoned a contractor, and I asked him, can elevators free fall? I happen to have seen a documentary that shows there was a latch under Otis elevators that prevented it and made it safe. And he says, impossible. There's a braking system. There's an emergency brake. And I said, well, what would happen? Let me ask you then, can an elevator free fall twice in one journey? Because according to the press reports, this elevator did just that. First it fell down two flights and stopped. It was at a cold stop. And then suddenly it took off again and fell another floor straight down. And my contractor friend just said, nah, that's a technician who rigged the elevator. And that's what happened. Now what makes the story unusually interesting is that I've been reporting this fact that somebody tried to poison one of the members of Knesset who was on that elevator. Now, that elevator had the Minister of Welfare, Ron Ishai, and I'll talk about him shortly. He was once an actual source of mine, and it had Nissim Ze'ev, who was almost poisoned in the Knesset about a month ago. And, well, I said, here's a guy who in 1 month has survived a poisoning attack, by the way, in the Knesset, to remind you, and I guess I should, or else a lot of new listeners won't understand, Nissim Zev drank a glass of water from the Knesset Foreign Committee.
Hold that. We'll be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's pointing out that this one member of the Knesset has actually survived two attempts. One was an attempt to poison him. The other was when the elevator he was riding in plunged three floors, initially two floors and then another floor. Well, pick the story up there.
This is a real lucky guy. He fainted in the elevator, and he missed the whole thing. He was trapped for 45 minutes in the bottom of this tangled wreckage and didn't feel a thing. I guess he can be considered lucky, but you still have to look at the fact that why are they doing this to him? Now, look, Ron Ishai is someone I know, and I'm going to explain why. One of the claims, I have one book that isn't out at lulu.com. It's called The Fall of Israel. Now, I took... there's a very, very important chapter in there. It's on the 1996 elections. I make a claim that Benjamin Netanyahu was made Prime Minister of Israel because Shimon Peres was blackmailed. And according to my information, the leaders of both the labor and the Likud had a meeting. The leaders of labor, of course, would be Shimon Peres every time, and I think Chaim Ramon was there to rig an election. And of the Likud would have been Netanyahu and Sharon. They're certainly the leaders. Well, they told Peres that he murdered Rabin, and we've got the documents. And they throw on the table a stack of documents, and they turn to Peres and they said, well, we'll make it easy for you. If you mention the name Yitzhak Rabin in this campaign even once, we're going to release the following documents to the media. And who knows what they were. I can certainly guess at what they were in 1996. And they said, Shimon, if you win the televised debate against Netanyahu, well, we're going to give away these documents to the media. And finally, Shimon, you can't win the elections. You're going to lose the elections, or we're going to release this whole stack. And they did that. The 1996 elections had 148,000 votes spoiled. Now, up till then, in the best showing ever, there was a protest in the year 2000 where people were told to spoil their votes, and you got 60,000 spoiled. In 1996, 148,000 votes were spoiled, and I know how it was done. Again, but first, let me return. Let's stay with Ronny Shai right now. Now, Ronny Shai had a man named Shaul Moore. That was his name. Shaul Moore phoned me up one day, and he said, I am the financial advisor for the welfare minister, Ronny Shai. I'd like to come down and visit you. This was in April of 1997, and there had been a huge riot at Hebrew University against my appearance there, and he wanted to find out. And he was very honest with me. Mr. Moore said, I used to be in the Shabak. Just know this. What they did to you this week means you're onto something huge. They don't do this. They don't do it for anybody. You hit something. So I invited him over to my home. And now, back in 1996, I had, 80 documents, tops. And I let him read them. And he's flipping them away, one after another. And finally, he turns his face to me, puts his finger in front of his mouth, says, shh, and drags me outside. And he says, those documents are authentic. I said, I know they're authentic. He says, you don't know how high up this murder must go. And I said, I'm getting a pretty good picture. And he says, look, you should be in Nepal or Uganda. The government should have got rid of you already. Why are you still alive? I don't understand. He says, I'll tell my minister, and we'll see what his reaction is. So he tells Mr. Ishai, whose secretary phones me the next day. And she says, yes, the minister would like you to bring those documents. And in return, we will give you a scoop that will make it worth your while. We'll give you the big story of all. And that sounded good enough to me. And so Shaul Moore picked me up, and we drove to the minister's office. And I sat opposite, and actually I sat in a room all by myself for a while, and I heard very, very energetic voices in the hall opposite me, and then in came Yitzhak Sudri. He is the spokesman for the Shas Party. He was then, and 10 years later, he's only about 35 years old, he's still the spokesman for the Shas Party. And he said, he sat down, he said, the minister can't come to this meeting, but he has authorized me to tell you that every word I say he backs. And he says, the 1996 elections were rigged, Netanyahu lost by about 2%. I said, what? he said to me, they destroyed 148,000 votes. Netanyahu lost the elections. they all know at the highest levels that, that Paris murder remains. And I said, you have to be kidding. And he said, no, may we have your documents, please? So I gave him the documents, and they started Xeroxing them. And then he gave me the story, and he said, there's one lawyer who has investigated this whole thing. He's a student at Tel Aviv Law University, and he gives me the phone number, and I meet the guy. And we have a long meeting. He says, yeah. He says, they took the votes. They took them, and they destroyed the votes, and they replaced them. Any vote for Paris with spoiled votes. And that's how you got 148,000 spoiled votes. Netanyahu won the election by 18,000 votes. They cut through the 2% margin, and they won the election. They rigged the election. And I was supposed to work with the man. I want you to know that I was going to be a big part of exposing this, but he phoned me the next day and he said, I can't talk to you anymore, and that's final. So more than this, I didn't get, but it was enough for me. And I went and I wrote this story about how the 1996 elections were rigged. And they were rigged, you know, straight out. My source was Ron Ishai, one of the members of the Knesset trapped in the elevator.
It's a small world, isn't it?
It's a small Israel.
Right. All right, fine. So basically, of course, you consider him a pretty good guy, all in all.
Oh, none of them are good. Look, there is no good guy in the Israeli Knesset. Don't make that mistake. No, they're direct, all of them. But neither here nor there, when Shas gets in trouble, there's a reason for it. And here is where I investigated the Dairy scandal. Now, look, if you don't know who Aryeh Dairy is, oh, my goodness. He was the Shas Minister of the Interior.
Now, can you tell us what a Shas is? Because I don't know the term.
Oh, Shas is the Moroccan religious party.
Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead.
No music? I can.
No, well, you'll know when it's. I will warn you before we have to cut you off. Go ahead.
Now, this is a major story. I had a newsletter with Joel Bainerman. We, in 1992, we interviewed two deputy mayors of Jerusalem, Shmuel Meir, who was later run over by a Palestinian UN truck driver and was assassinated. Separate story someday. Nice man. And there was Oren Yekutieli, who I believe did die naturally, but they're both dead. They sat me and Joel down. We had separate meetings and we had one together. And he said, and he explained what Aryeh Dairy did in Jerusalem, how no school could get their permits and could get any special favors whatsoever unless they kicked some money back to Dairy. He was a thief. He was working on kickbacks, and we wrote this down, and he told us a story that simply astounded us. He said that Yossi Beilin was at a party of politicians. Somehow it was connected to these people. They were both at this party, and he got a little drunk. And Beilin started yapping off that we've got Shas in our back pockets. He said, they can't do a thing anymore, they're ours. Now, I started investigating the story of how Shas fell into the back pockets of the likes of Yossi Beilin, of the really cruel establishment of Israel. And it makes perfect sense if you know Israeli history. But here's what happened. After the 1984 election, where Peres again had to settle for a draw, he's never won an election on his own, Peres, because the 600,000 Moroccans won't vote for him. And that's the reason he cannot be elected. He doesn't have the Moroccan vote. And that goes for any politician. You can't be elected without the Moroccan vote. So in 1984, he looks around, and there's something new on the block. There's the Shas party. the three-member Shas party, there's now a party of Moroccan Jews.
Whoops. There we are. We'll have to finish that up when we get back here in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about the strange death of so many people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, pick the story up from there.
All right, we are now in 92, and you've got two really, really young and hot reporters who really think they have a future independent of the establishment. We didn't realize you don't have a future with us playing the establishment game. But Joel Bainerman, he was at the Jerusalem Post at the time. He was their business editor, and he had just finished a book on the Bush family. And there was me. I had just finished publishing a book in England by a prestigious company, and I had a big review in The Economist, and this looked great. We were going to break the dairy story. We went down there. We interviewed the two deputy mayors of Jerusalem, and we put out our own newsletter, and it came out that Peres and Balin, the finance minister and his deputy, had found out that, well, he's been stealing. And because they're the finance minister and his deputy, it appears that Balin was sent on a journey to convince Derry to bring down the Shamir government, to destroy the government. Peres now had a plot for Derry. Now, here's how he ever knew R.E.A. Derry, and I admit this is very, very complicated. In 1984, the Moroccans cost him the victory. He sent his people, Chaim Ramon, Yossi Balin, Moshe Shachal, they all bribed Derry. Within 2 years, at the age of 25, Derry was the Minister of the Interior. Within 2 years, Peres had made the secretary, that's who Derry was, I'm going to try and make this easy, he was the secretary of the rabbi who ran Shas, that's all he was, but he was now the head of the party because he was their minister of the interior. This was all done by Peres. Peres wanted to own the Shas party, so Peres picked out one popular member who wasn't even a politician. Nonetheless, he made him Minister of the Interior, and he ran Shas. This is what Peres thinks to this day. He created Shas. He put a lot of them in prison, including Derry. And if they don't play ball, they will pay the price. Shas is a puppet of Derry. Now here is, of Peres. Now here is what Peres wanted. In 1988, there was another election and another tie. Peres was the first prime minister, 88 to 90. Then he was supposed to change over, and Shamir was going to take over as prime minister, and Peres was going to become finance minister. And everyone thought that he was really, really altruistic for becoming finance minister instead of something more dramatic. That he loved the country. He was using the finances to make sure that R.E.A. Derry was blackmailed. Now, what he did is he took Yossi Balin, took a walk, visited Derry, and said, "You have got to bring down the government the following way." Now, here is the way chosen. Back in 92, James Baker went to Egypt and met Hosni Mubarak. They put together what is called the Baker Plan. It's a five-point plan. The fifth point has Jerusalem under negotiations. Everybody knew that Shamir hated this Baker plan. But Peres said that if Shamir doesn't support it, he will cause a vote of non-confidence. Now, this was no reason for a vote of non-confidence, and Peres was, of course, reneging on his coalition agreement, but nobody knew what Peres knew, that R.E.A. Derry was in his back pocket, and he was going to get the Shas party, I believe with six seats at the time, to walk out of the government and fell Shamir. And that's exactly what happened. That's precisely what happened. This hokey little vote became very different when the Shas party abstained and cost Shamir the government. Now, Peres had to go to the president, who was a very, very corrupt person named Yitzhak Herzog, and it took 88 days. Israel in 1992 was without a government for 88 days. If you can remember, in all this corruption, if you can remember that, until finally the president told Paris, you can't form a government, go back to the old way, and Shamir became prime minister again.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemesh, right here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shemesh, but before we go on, Barry, I want you to get your website out and help people get in touch with you.
Yeah, this story and others are in all my books at lulu.com. You just go to www.lulu.com, type in my name, which is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get my books. And by the way, downloads are dirt cheap. They're $10, and you've got the books for $10. It's better than I ever could do. And my website is the Barry Shemesh website, and that's the BarryShamish website.com, and you'll find me. And now we go back to dairy. Joel Beinerman and I had discovered why the Israeli government fell in 1990. We had discovered this in 1992 in our meetings with Shmuel Meir and Oren Yekutieli. There, I just summarized what me and Joel did. Derry was corrupted by Peres and Peres's gang of suitors like Balin and Shachal. He was taught to steal. He was made interior minister. He was told to bring down the government through Shas. And I guess, now here's the big threat. If he didn't, if Perez did not become prime minister, there had to be another threat. We'd release the material. No choice, or the threat's no good. Well, that's what they did. They released the material in June of 1990, the dairy scandal, which haunted Israel, by the way, haunted Israel for 15 years. The dairy scandal. In Israel, tell anyone about the dairy scandal, and they've got 15 years of stories. That was Peres bringing down Shas for not giving him the government. Now remember, when I say that elevator fell because of Peres, I've got stories to say, to tell you that the Moroccans are not looked on well by the establishment of Israel. By the founders of Israel, they are to be played with like little yo-yos. They must be rebelling. Okay, let's start with that. They must be rebelling against Peres. That is my feeling why, and Nisim Ze'ev must be rebelling against Peres. Now look, this is a hard one to prove, but I can tell you one thing. The guy's been in a free fall elevator accident, which doesn't happen, and drunk poison, all within 1 month, he's doing something wrong. Okay, now Joel and I actually broke through with a major, major story where the dairy scandal came from. It came from the, according to Yossi Beilin, it came from the blackmail by Peres of REA Dairy, causing the government to fall for 88 days. And you know what? No one could care less. And this scandal went on for another 13 years or so until they put Dairy in prison. Dairy actually sat in prison for almost 2 years.
And so where is he now? Is he out of prison?
He's out of prison, and he's not in the Knesset anymore, and it looks like the latest gang will take over. Look, you have to understand that the Israeli government really does hurt people. Now, if this isn't understood, you don't understand the terror the Shas party really should be living under. Now, I want you to know something. These are not nice people. I remember being invited by a Shas member of the Knesset to the Knesset in a big private room, and I expected to be given the lowdown on what's happening in the government from their orthodox so-called partners. I was given the shakedown. That's what I was given. They warned me that I went on TV the week before. And I had said that Arya Derry is a vacuum cleaner, that he's going to suck in a lot of people if this scandal ever breaks through honestly. And the guy said to me, the member of Knesset, he said to me, Arya is very unhappy with you and he's about to go on a rampage. I said, well, there's nothing I can do about that. He said, there's a lot you can do about it. He said, he doesn't want to hear your name attached to any more stories about REA Dairy. I mean, I really paid for the story we did in a major way. They are very, very crooked to begin with. Shas is not a nice party, but look who taught them what to do, which was the Labor Party and which was Peres. That's why the Israeli government is so corrupt. You have to understand from Peres and the Labor Party have developed these other parties all through the Knesset, like Meretz. That's straight from Labor. And they learn all the crap from the experts. Shas is not a nice party, but I don't think they deserve to die at the bottom of an elevator shaft. Okay? Now, you have to understand my last car crash, which was really bad for me, really bad for me. It wasn't my only car crash in Israel that was so obviously concocted by the Shabak. Now, the reason I say this is we're going back, believe it or not, to talk about those rigged elections, what they really mean. But I went to a lecture. I was going to give a lecture. I believe it was the summer of 2000, maybe 2001. It's in my book, Save Israel. Anyways, I was driving to Beit Shemesh when a suddenly, boom, my back tire caved in. So I put on my brakes. I didn't have brakes. I pumped my brakes. There were no brakes. So I went to the emergency brake and slowly lifted it. It didn't matter. I didn't have emergency brakes either. I was in the middle of a busy highway, and they arranged it, by the way, that I was in the middle of the highway just before I could turn off. I guess they didn't want too much of an accident. I had no back wheel. It was caved in, so the car was riding on the edge of the rim, and I just kept, without control, kept going down the highway, and I managed to get out of this mess and stop the car. Now, I managed also to get to my lecture, and I told the people, I've been rigged. Somebody tried to murder me. We all went to the car and looked at it, at the wheel. I mean, not only did they take up my wheel, they took up my brakes and my emergency brakes. And my insurance company adjuster came later and called it a work of fine, fine sabotage. And eventually he sent me a note that said that what really happened, though, was mechanical failure. Okay, in the end, it was really mechanical failure. But at the time he looked at the wheel, it wasn't mechanical failure. Someone had rigged three different things to happen all at the same time. This actually happened to me, and I had so many witnesses. I had a room full of men who went to look at the car, and this happened to me. And now there's the issue of my dear friend, Sipora Perlman. She was not just a lovely and fine woman who I appreciated in many different ways. She was also my illustrator, and she was a very good one. I gave a speech in Denver, Shabtai Tzvi Lieber Zionism of the Holocaust. She did the picture of the devil's claws grasping Israel, exactly what is happening. She did the cover of Shabtai Tzvi, Shimon Peres being anointed by holy water dropped on him from Shabtai Tzvi. It was a brilliant cover. One day, she came home. Now, in Israeli apartments, you have a room for the gaz next to yours. She opened up the door to look at what the smell was, and there were 10 dead fish heads. 10 dead fish heads in a perfect circle surrounding a pile of gore. This was an occultic warning of some kind. Whatever 10 fish heads means, it was not a good warning. And finally, she was surveilled wherever she went. She would get on buses, they'd get on buses. She would get off buses, go into stores, they'd be right behind her. Wherever she went, the Shabak sent people to her neighbors. They destroyed what we had together. We were actually, in many respects, pretty good together. But it doesn't matter. Nobody could withstand treatment like this. And that was given to her in the heart of Israel. You have to understand this is actually taking place. People are dying, and a lot of the reason is just plain, occultism. There's no other word for it.
Well, I think that may be a very good explanation for it, but people don't really believe in the occultism. They don't believe in this other dimension. They don't believe there are people who are actually practicing these occult religions, working at the highest levels of your government out of my government.
Well, Shabtai Tzvi himself was very occultic. He believed in the opposite of the Torah. In other words, do not kill, do not adulter, do not lie. All of them you could now do. Because the opposite of the Torah was the truth. So remember, the founders of Israel believed in this opposite Torah. Now, I'm going to tell you about Ehud Olmert. Now, Ehud Olmert is a classic Sabbatean. He's got one daughter who's a lesbian, one son who's a homosexual, a wife who is hobnogging with our Arab enemies. He is your classic Sabbatean crook, hands down. Now, he did something immensely, immensely shocking this week, and all of Israel is talking about it. Ehud Olmert admitted that in March of 1996, that is to say 4 months before the war broke out last summer, he acknowledged that if there are any kidnappings, we will go to war against Hezbollah. He planned the July war in March. Now, I'm going to remind people who might not recall this, which is like most of the listening audience, that way back when that war broke out, I was telling America, Israel is going to lose this war. I was telling America that. Number one, the kidnapping. Giora Eland, Major General Giora Eland, before the outbreak in July, investigated the kidnapping of Corporal Shalit from Gaza, and he said the whole thing was caught on surveillance camera. He said there was a unit of soldiers, including a tank, at least one tank, because the tank gunner wanted to start shooting off and breaking up this kidnapping. He wanted to intervene and stop the kidnapping. He was ordered not to. And the kidnapping was not announced to the rest of the army for an hour and a half, plenty of time for the kidnappers to escape. So I concluded from that they deliberately kidnapped a soldier. The IDF set it up that they deliberately let him be kidnapped. And there were soldiers killed in that incident, too. Now, there's a reason I'll say that, but maybe not yet. First of all, let me say what I said to America, many different radio shows back then. I said, Israel is going to lose, number one, because they started the war. And believe me, I would not say that if I wasn't confident of it. I know who's running Israel. In the second invasion, in the second kidnapping, I am of the opinion those soldiers were in Lebanon, not in Israel. And there are reasons for that. But more to the point, I knew we were going to lose because the infantry weren't there on day one. Now, I fought in the 1982 war, which we won, despite the terrible sabotage I spoke with you about quite recently. We ultimately, at least in the time that I fought the war, we won. Ultimately, of course, we lost because of a great deal of sabotage. But neither here nor there, the corps, I knew how a war had to be fought. You have to put the infantry north of you, and you have to put the infantry south of you, and you have to destroy the Hezbollah and the rockets in that sandwich. That's how you fight a war. The minute there was no infantry, I knew they wouldn't get any rockets. You'll get some here and there, but you won't knock out the rockets. And I said, Israel is going to lose this war. And what do you know? Within a few days, Haifa was abandoned. Then Sfat, and then Tiberias. And then what do you know? A third of Israel was all abandoned. And they were all heading for the safer center of the country. And Israel did not respond. Israel kept sending its air force in for 34 days. Now, Olmert said this week that he had planned the war in March. And I say to him, thank you, Ehud. That's what I've been saying all along. Now, you got to remember that this is not a funny story in Israel right now. Politicians are furious, just furious that Olmert said it. And so far, they're pretending he couldn't have meant it. I'm gonna tell you the shocker. The shocker is he did mean it. He said exactly what happened. Now remember, Olmert has the lowest ratings of any leader of any so-called democracy in history. Olmert has a 3% rating right now. 3% of Israelis want him to be, think he's doing a good job. Okay? Now I want you to know that I think they made a mistake. I think the 3% were of the Alzheimer's crowd. I don't know who they were, but they couldn't have meant it. The point is, nobody can get rid of Olmert. Nobody. No matter if he started a war that caused so much damage to so many tens of thousands of homeowners, and not to mention the young men who fought and lost their lives, and he planned the kidnapping. Because you don't wait. Here's what he said. He said, I told my military representatives that if a kidnapping takes place, we would go to war against Hezbollah. Well, if you want to go to war against Hezbollah, you don't wait for a kidnapping to take place. If you're any sort of an army, you won't let that happen. You'll arrange the kidnapping.
Well, I don't. Obviously, this whole thing was staged. They wanted to go to war. They wanted an excuse. They lied to the Israeli people, just like they lied to the American people. Oh, this is the reason we've got to go into this war or that war. And it's never the right reason.
Nope. And this is one of the things. I've got a sort of a problem. I think I'll overcome it one way. But I sent that story out yesterday and to about three or four of my lists. I sent a private note about my ex-wife and watching my children and that she couldn't do it alone and so forth. The point I'm making now is that I've got a family in Israel. And I made a mistake sending out that note that people would read. But I don't want my family to stay there. She's absolutely right that I'm talking a foreign language. I'm talking an absolute foreign language. There is going to be a war. And you know what? It really could be soon. It could be very, very soon. The war is going to involve missiles that go farther than Haifa or Hadera. There's a race between Iran and Egypt. How many missiles can make it to Tel Aviv? And lots of them can. And you're going to have a war where there is no center of the country anymore. Israel will be a country where maybe 10,000 missiles can go off in a day if they plan it that way.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoy Barry. And I share his concern that we're moving rapidly towards a war in the Middle East. Whether it'll be a matter of weeks or months, I don't know. But I believe they're planning to expand the war over there, and if they do, heaven help us, because it will bring a total destruction of our country here at home. There'll be some sort of an incident, and then they can slap on those the martial law that they're planning. Now, if you've never heard our Military Commission Act 4 tape set that goes into the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act and the plan for martial law in America, you need to get that. That's a great 4 tape set. And then you have to understand the spiritual forces behind this. And this weekend I watched a DVD of Constance Cumbia, a talk she gave. If you've never heard Constance talking about this movement behind what's going on. The spiritual forces. Now we have a new, we've got a DVD or video of Constance Cumby talking. You need to get that. And then we have a 4-tape set, either 4-tape or 4-D CD set. And then we've got Constance Cumby's book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Until you understand the spiritual forces behind this, and she really brings this out very, very well, and exactly what these people believe, you will never hear such a clear and concise presentation of the forces behind the forces behind the forces as you will in either the DVD or the video by Constance Cumby. So if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand that there really are not one but a number of conspiratorial groups out there, but they are all energized by the same dark spiritual forces because they all have the same goal, a one-world government and the destruction of the Christian faith. In fact, they want to destroy the Muslim faith and the Jewish faith and replace them with this new one-world religion. So my book, either the book, the video, or the DVD are available. Or you can get along with the tape as the Brotherhood of Darkness special. It's a good place to begin introducing these ideas. Now, as far as very dramatic presentations, we have The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning that goes into the secret societies, the Rosicrucians and other organizations that were here at the time America was founded. We have a great new DVD by Chris Pinto. It's literally 3 hours long. It's got all sorts of film footage in there that was very hard to get in Washington, D.C., of the various astrology and signs of the zodiac in Washington, D.C. What is signs of the zodiac doing in a Christian nation? Well, you see, there is another force here, and that's what they don't want you to know. Riddles in Stone. Let me tell you, it is a great DVD. It's every bit as good as the first one, perhaps even better. And you'll certainly want to see Riddles in Stone. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get our videos on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. You'll want to get our information on health products. We've got a great new 4-tape set on the iodine. Do you realize that most people are iodine deficient? And we've got a great new 4-tape set of the interviews last year with Russell Blaylock and Sydney, and we have actually 2 4-tape sets of interviews with Dr. Blaylock. You're going to have to understand how they are poisoning the American people. You need to get the information that we have on vaccines. You need to get the information on the influenza vaccine and why they're so intent upon giving it to children 6 months of age and pregnant women here. Why would you want to do that when it's got mercury that's toxic to the brain and there's no safe level? Well, you'll find when you get the... We actually have a DVD or a video with Dr. Ayo, but if you order either one of them and ask for it, we'll give you free of charge a CD with thousands of pages of documentation on thimerosal and how it impacts on fertility, because it's all about population control. And if you haven't seen my talk on planned population reduction, shame on you. Hi, number 1-800-544-8927.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hail, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And our guest today is Suzanne DePalma, who is going to be talking about the health care system, the health care plan that is being put forward. Certainly the governor has a health care plan. There are some of the people in the legislature that have a health care plan. And they seem to believe that what we need is a government-controlled healthcare system here, so that that will solve the problem of that faces America today. So, without further ado, our guest is Suzanne DePalma. Suzanne, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and, of course, what you are advocating?
Okay, my name is Suzanne DePalma. I'm an RN, and I have been an RN for 37 years. And 20 years of that has been in the emergency room here in California. And most of the other time has been in critical care. And I am still working as an RN. And I'm a member of the California Nurses Association and represent 75,000 nurses in California. And the California Nurses Association is supporting and sponsoring the single-payer bill, SB 840, alongside the national bill, which is being sponsored by John Conyers, H.R. 676.
All right, fine. Have you taken a vote of the nurses of California?
We don't take votes on every issue because we have hundreds of issues.
Well, I mean, but this is such an important one. You say you represent the nurses, but have the nurses actually voted all in favor of this, or is this the leadership wants this?
The leadership is nurses. We're all nurses.
Right, but I mean, but that you cannot represent people unless you've taken a vote and you say this is the way they feel. I know this is the way it is with the American Medical Association. The American and the California Medical Association says it speaks for the doctors, but on most issues it really doesn't. There's an elite that runs the organization, and I know that's the way it was when I was with the California Medical Association. So when you say you represent 75,000, there's 75,000 nurses belong, but they haven't voted on this. Do they really support it?
The union supports it.
The union supports it, okay.
And the union is made up of nurses. We're all registered nurses.
But you don't speak then for 75,000. You speak for elite, for the leadership.
I'm speaking for the nurses, and we very often take positions on government legislation.
Right, but I mean, you represent the leadership, not necessarily the rank and file.
I think for all practical purposes, what I'm saying is accurate, that I represent nurses.
I see. And well, I'm sure you represent nurses, but I just wanted to clarify that you represent the position of the leaders, not necessarily the rank and file nurses.
The leaders are the nurses, sir. I'm trying to tell you that we're nurses.
Well, I'm sure you're nurses. Go ahead.
The president of our association is an RN.
Well, I know, but when I was with the California Medical Association, all the leadership were doctors, but they didn't really represent the doctors of the state. They represented the position of the leadership.
Well, I'm not representing the CMA. I'm representing the nurses.
Okay.
So I can't speak for the physicians, but the board of directors of the California Nurses Association is made up of RNs,
right,
and we decide on the direction that our association is going to take.
All right, fine. We'll be back.
This is the direction of single payer. We've been talking about this for years.
I know. Of course, I'm sure that there are many people who would like a single payer program. And we'll be back in just a moment with Suzanne DePalma here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Suzanne DePalma, who is with the California Nurses Association. and the California Nurses Association is advocating a single-payer program for health care here in California. So would you like to tell us what the program is and how it's going to be financed?
Well, the program is single-payer. That means that everybody in California is in and nobody is out. That's the beauty of it. And as an RN, and most nurses and physicians want sick people to be able to see a doctor before they get so sick that they have to go to an emergency room. So we believe that everybody should have access to health care for follow-up after they go to the emergency room, for prevention. They're able to have a choice of their physician, and they should not be denied medical care. There should not be caps on medical care. You should get the care that you need, and that's the most important thing that I can see that would be a result of single payer, that people get to see a doctor.
Well, now, of course, but the thing is, it's a wonderful dream. Where's the money coming from?
The money is already there. Our country pays more for health care than any other place in the world. Unfortunately, the money is being siphoned off to insurance companies and profit-driven health care. The money is already being spent. Under single payer, it would be administered without waste.
Well, now, wait a minute. Do you know any government program that's ever been administered without waste?
Well, there would be less waste than right now. Now there's huge waste.
Well, I mean, we can look and see what any government program is inherently wasteful. I mean, that's the very essence of government. Look at what's happening over in Iraq. Look at what they're doing in Washington, D.C., where they're spending far more money than they're taking in. And we're facing fiscal bankruptcy at the national and at the state level. And Eleanor Hill, who's gone over the state books here in California, says we can't afford the programs that governor's already got going, much less a health care system.
Well, this money is already there in several patchwork quilt sources, like out-of-the-pocket costs, employee premiums, employer premiums, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Medicare.
You mean how are you going to get the money out of Medicare for this?
The money is already there. The government would administer the money.
You mean that administer the private Medicare system instead of the federal government?
The government would work to siphon the money to the providers. It's the way single payer works.
I'm sorry. Our guest today, of course, is Suzanne DePalma, and I was simply asking her how this was going to work, and she said they're going to siphon money from Medicare. Is that right?
What I'm saying is that under single payer, since the money is already out there, the government would administer it and would direct the money from the sources where it is now to the providers of health care without being siphoned off by insurance companies.
I see. It wouldn't. Okay, fine. So they're going to then, the government is going to administer this thing very efficiently.
There will be oversight, and I will be one of those people that will be watching. I spend a lot of time at the Capitol.
All right.
And there's lots of people like me who have a very strong interest in this bill, and will be watching to make sure that it isn't that it goes through, that it's in the best interest of everybody.
Well, you know, I can remember when they came up with Medicare, and they promised there was plenty of money for Medicare. I mean, I was a physician. Usual and customary fee was what they promised the doctors. Usual and customary fee, and of course, usual and customary fee for the hospitals. And it was just never so good, and it was only going to cost $9 billion by 1990. And by 1990, it cost $90 billion. And today, it threatens to wreck the federal account, the federal government. In fact, David Walker, the head of the GAO, has recently said that this is going to bankrupt America, the national healthcare system. But you think we can do a better job here under Arnold?
I am not advocating Arnold's position.
I see. How does your position differ from Arnold's position?
One of the key things is that the governor's position doesn't do anything to control costs.
I see. So how are you going to control costs?
With oversight, and the governor is criminalizing people for not wants to criminalize them for not purchasing a health care plan.
Right.
And I don't think middle class, working class people should be criminalized because they want health care.
Right, of course. Then, well, if they don't want to buy a medical policy, that is money going to come from the state? Is it going to come from the employer?
Money will come from the same sources that it's coming from now. The employees will not get it. People will not get health care for free. They're already paying for it with premiums, co-pays. They work for an employer, and the employer pays 15 to 25% of the person's gross annual salary to benefit them, to pay for their benefits to get health care. That money is already there.
I see.
So that would go to hospitals and clinics and physicians as providers. And that would be administered under one single system instead of many systems. Many systems, like right now, they all have tracking, they all have computers, they all have administration. If you have single payer, it's all done under one umbrella so that there's not a lot of duplication and competition and administrative waste.
Well, now, would it be very similar then to the Canadian program?
It would be similar to that. Yes, the Canadian program is one thing that the California Nurses Association is thinking about as they're piecing this together.
Well, is this pieced together? I mean, do you have a complete program, or are you in the process of developing one?
It's Sheila Kuhl's bill, and the whole bill doesn't take care of, at this point, every single detail because it would be phased in.
But how can you expect people to support a bill when we don't really know what it's all about?
We do know what it's about. It's single payer.
I know, but if you don't
have it's a matter of using the money that we already have. There should be no additional taxes, and no additional money is needed for this plan. It's just a matter of making it more efficient.
But how are we going to make it more efficient? The federal government hasn't been able to make Medicare efficient or Medicaid efficient. And, of course, in Canada, why, of course, they get by rationing care. That's why many Canadians have to come to America to get CAT scans and things like that.
One way to make it more efficient is to get the insurance companies out of the middle. They're the ones that are making the whole system dollar-driven instead of patient-driven.
Right.
So, and they have lots of denials, lots of caps, lots of repeals, appeals of people that are not getting health care. All of that is wasteful. So if you get rid of that, then you can just worry about getting people well when they get sick.
Well, certainly I would want to get people well. I certainly always did when I practiced medicine. But I'm not sure the government, I don't know of any government program that works that efficiently.
I'm not promising you utopia. I'm saying this deal would be better than the deal that we're being offered by the governor, and certainly better than the mess that we have now.
Well, of course, I think that I remember before we had all of this, where nobody ever went without medical care. I can remember the county hospital system I was brought up in, where the doctors went there and took care of people, and nobody went without health care. And it was when the federal government came in promising the moon that we got into the mess we are.
I don't think the federal government is to blame for the runaway costs. I think maybe part of that blame goes to the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, absolutely.
Who are making huge amounts of money off of sick people, and the HMOs. So be careful who you blame here.
Well, you don't think then that they all share the blame? You don't think the federal government has come up with a massive bureaucracy? How much time do you spend, well, of course, you're not a floor nurse, but how much time do the nurses on the floor spend doing paperwork? I mean, it used to be that you could get a back rub at night. Now you got about as much chance of getting a back rub in the hospital as you have of winning the lottery. And it's all because of interference with the free practice of medicine.
A lot of the paperwork I find in hospitals has to do with justifying costs so that the hospital can recoup those costs, and that has to do with the insurance companies.
All right, fine. Let us know exactly how this system's going to work. And Sydney, what's wrong with the governor's program? Why is your program, Sheila Kuhl's program, better?
Well, as I said, the governor doesn't control costs. And what he wants to do is have everybody be mandated to buy a health care plan. That's going to benefit the insurance companies because they're going to instantly get many, many, many more customers. And these customers are going to be the working poor and the middle class who have three or four kids who can't afford to buy an HMO plan. So the insurance companies will respond to that by offering them a low-cost plan. Unfortunately, those plans are going to be garbage. They're going to be full of denials, they're going to be full of caps, and they're going to have very high copays and high premiums. The copay or the deductibles are going to be high too, as much as $10,000. So these people are going to be mandated to buy a plan that won't work. It won't take care of them at all.
All right, because then your plan will provide then a full medical care, hospital, short surgical outpatient benefits.
Correct.
What happens if it costs more than the money that's available? Will you have
that's
to be,
already happening.
I know, but what happens? Will you then have to ration access to health care?
That's what they're doing in Canada, and that isn't something that I think is a perfect solution.
But it is what they do in Canada, isn't it? They actually make it work by rationing access to health care.
Well, they do that, and also in other countries like England, they support their health plan by higher taxes. This one that we're supporting here in California is not interested in raising taxes, and it's not talking right now about rationing health care.
Well, I know we're not talking back now, but in every system of socialism, you have to ration access, because otherwise it'll be abused. A human nature is to overuse something if you don't have to pay for it.
That's not necessarily the only solution. I think that the money that's out there, once you get rid of the waste, there will be enough money to take care of people. I truly believe that we could move in that direction.
All right, fine. Well, then what do you advocate that people do?
What do I advocate that people do?
Yeah, right at this time. In other words, why your program, you say, is far better than the governor's program. But can you? Is it written out point by point by point? Where can people get the information?
They can get information. They can go online and they can download the law, the proposed law. They can go to the California Nurses site. It's calnurses.org. They can become involved in the political process. They can get information from government sites. They can write to their senator. I think just learning about what's out there, because there's four or five different plans being offered in California right now, I think being involved, doing your reading, and keeping yourself informed is the best way for a Californian or anybody in this country to make sure that their interests are being addressed.
Well, now, what is going to happen to Medicare? Will Medicare be incorporated into that, and then the Medicare people will be under the same restrictions as everybody else? In other words, because right now, of course, if you have Medicare, why, you've got the greatest insurance policy in the world.
This would be like Medicare for everybody. I mean, Medicare is for people who are elderly, and the rest of us have more or less been forgotten. There's Medi-Cal for the poor people, but what about the people in the middle class and the working poor? What we want to do is make it for everybody. Everybody should be able to see a doctor. And Medicare is one of those sources of funds that I'm talking about, and that would be part of the whole picture, because people over 65 have that resource, and that would go into the single payer.
In other words, basically, then you're going to take the money away from the Medicare people. You're going to take away the money that's there for the elderly, and you're going to put it into them for the funding of the rest of the
you
people.
Don't take money away from anybody. Everybody gets health care. That's the goal. Everybody gets to see a doctor. Nobody is out. Everybody is in.
I see. But, I mean, certainly you're going to take the money from Medicare. This is your statement. Has the federal government agreed to that?
Well, this is in the beginning stages here. This is what Sheila Kuhl and the California Nurses Association are proposing. And single payer hasn't started yet because we're still getting it together.
In other words, basically, it's a program that really has not been fully worked out. But you're suggesting siphoning money from Medicare. Did I misinterpret that?
No, I'm saying that to sponsor this program, the money comes from the patchwork quilt.
Hold that. We'll be right back. All right. Our guest today is Sheila. Is Suzanne DePalma, and she's suggesting that they're going to take money from...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, I'm an RN, and I represent the California Nurses Association, and we're sponsoring a bill, SB 840, with Sheila Kuhl, and it's called the Single Payer Health Care, and we fully support this. The way it works is that the money that's out there right now for health care that comes from several different places will be all put together to be administered under a single plan administered by the state of California, so that everybody can get the health care that they need. Everybody is in, nobody's out.
And that's all, basically. In other words, there's no specific plan other than this is what we want to do, but the nuts and bolts of this has really not worked out.
The nuts and bolts is that it's single payer, that the money is out there, and the money will be administered by the state government without all the waste that's happening right now by having many different entities, insurance companies and other entities like Medicare, Medi-Cal, employee premiums, employer health plans. The money is all out there. It's all present. If it was all administered under one umbrella, single payer, there would be less waste and more of the money could go to hospitals, clinics, and doctors.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Suzanne, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, if you begin to have cost overruns, which every government program I've ever seen in all my 78 years, I've never seen a government program that didn't have cost overruns. And I saw what happened with Medicare, and the first thing they did is started cutting back on what the doctor got, to the point where actually doctors make far less today, at least the average doctor does, than he did, 25 years ago. So where is if you do have cost overruns, then what do you do?
You work on it. You make it work.
But how do you make it
work? I can't promise you at this point, that everything will be perfect. What I can tell you is that I truly believe that this is the way to go for our country. This is the way to go for California and for the people who are ill. I truly believe that.
Well, isn't this really a program of socialized medicine?
It's not socialized medicine. It's still capitalism. People can still choose the hospital they want to go to, the doctor they want to go to, and that doctor and hospital is still in competition with other doctors and hospitals. People will go where they're treated well, where they get good, safe, efficient care, and they're not being mandated to go to one clinic based on where they live or...
But it really is, it's being paid for by the government, or through a government.
It's being paid for by the same people that are paying for health care right now. It's just being administered by the government. The government is not paying for it. It's the same as it is now. It comes from a patchwork quilt of health care dollars that are out there now and being wasted. This is just a way to make it more efficient.
And you think the government really can make it more efficient?
The government is us. Ideally, that's what the Constitution and that's what our government is all about. It's not some foreign entity that's controlling us. It is us. It is you. It's me. And we have a perfect right to make sure that this plan works for us.
But practically, Suzanne, I mean, that's what they told us about Medicare. It's always going to work. There's nothing to worry about. And it's a disaster. Well, let's go to Will calling from Missouri. Will, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a comment first, Dr. Stan, that will result in a question. And this is, when we're talking about waste, I think that sometimes we overlook the concept that there's a lot of waste inside the medical profession, too. And largely, it's because they sense a large trough. I have in front of me a billing here. It's actually just an outline of the charges that were put out. I'm not going to mention any names, but it is TRICARE, which is a continuation or extension of the Medicare program for military people. And in this was a routine office or medical visit that was not an emergency but was channeled through the emergency room. I was present during this whole process. I wasn't the patient. But anyway, there's 10 charges for lab work when there was really no present lab work that I could see going on, and we've not received any kind of a result from that lab work. But those various charges went $302, $29, $72, $124, $108, $109, $68, $57, $98, and $36.
You're absolutely right. I mean, those bills are so ridiculous, it's almost laughable.
Yes, and then it continues from there. And it comes down to a charge for the x-ray. That was what we really went in for. And then the bulk of the bill is made up in two charges for medical office work. So in all of this...
How much was the total bill?
The total bill was $1,502 for 1.5 hours.
Did you at least get a dinner?
We didn't get a dinner, and we didn't get a back rub.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Stan DePalma. Well, Will, I certainly agree with you. The system is totally corrupt, and the way that they pad these bills is because the hospital, really, if they don't pad them, the government will pay maybe 20% on that bill. The trouble is that if you don't have government insurance or some other insurance, then you're going to get stuck with a whole ridiculous bill. Totally uncalled for. I agree with you totally. The system is in crisis. So what was your question for Suzanne?
Okay, so given the scenario then where we have this enormous billing, which is very questionable, coming from a single visit, when we talk about who's going to pay this, this money that's out there, this pool that's out there, this is tax dollars. This is exactly Federal Reserve funds, funny money, loaned into existence, created out of nothing. And so all of this basically is doing is driving up our national debt, putting us, we the people, even those middle class, into indebted servitude, basically. How is this new program going to address this overbilling process? And if everyone can just go up to the pump and take as big a glass as they want, are we going to be able to afford this?
All right, so that was a good question. Suzanne, how would you respond to Will calling from Missouri?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I sense your outrage at your bill, and I sympathize with you. I think that that's pretty nasty when you go to a hospital and then you get this bill and you think, oh my God, I was only there an hour, and look at this $1,500. And I'll tell you, from having to work in hospitals most of my career, and I'm not defending hospitals here because I think there's a lot that goes on in hospitals that is corrupt. But the hospitals are feeling an increasingly intense amount of pressure to administer health care and get the bills paid, and they're not getting the reimbursements that they need to operate.
But why aren't they getting the reimbursements? After all, the government promised, I can remember very well, the federal government promised, we will pay you cost plus expenses. In other words, we will call you what it pay you what it costs, plus, of course, we'll give you 2% profit. And now they're not doing that anymore. In other words, they've gone back on their promise.
I think that everybody, doctors, nurses, hospitals, and like yourself, sir, being a patient, looking at that awful bill, everybody is under intense pressure right now because the system is dollar-driven. The patient under the whole system under single payer would be patient-driven. In other words, there wouldn't be this intense pressure to worry about money.
But you still have to pay for it with dollars. I mean, if we can get away from money...
You still have to pay for it with dollars, but right now there's
Hold that for just a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Well, our guest is Suzanne DePalma, and we have, of course, a gentleman, Will, from Missouri, calling in. And Will was simply asking, you know, what are you going to do with these ridiculous hospital bills you get? He had a hospital, but he went in for an x-ray, and they came out with a bill for $1,500 for lab work and all sorts of things that they never got. But, of course, they didn't have to pay for it. It came from one of the government programs, and so... And I think most people get into that hospital, and they come up with a bill. You can't believe it. I mean, you're in there 2 or 3 days, you get a bill for $90,000, and they've got, you know... They'll charge you, you know, $10 for an aspirin. So, of course, Suzanne's point is, well, the system is dollar-driven now. She wants to get to a system that's patient-driven, and I don't understand what she means, because you have to pay for it with dollars. Somebody's going to have to pay for it.
That's right, Dr. Stan. If I could jump in, and then I'll get off the line. But
okay.
If you would think, Suzanne, that this is for an x-ray for questioning whether or not there was a spinal injury from a simple fall. But if you open the floodgate like this, I don't see any way where the temptation for graft, greed, and corruption, either from the medical practice itself or the providers, is going to go away. I think that what we really have here is a situation where we need to go back to paying for your medical services as you go, paying as much of it as you can out of your pocket, and being liable for some of the costs, because otherwise the people with the white coat syndrome will just bleed this all to death. And I thank you for taking my call, Dr. Stan.
All right, how would you respond to that? Because Will says that if you don't have any patient responsibility, you know, they aren't paying for some of the bill, why, of course, there's going to be a tendency just to bleed the system.
Well, I don't think you understood or listened to me when I said that single payer is not a free ride for everybody. Single payer is just an administration of money that's already there. When you see a doctor, you will still have copays. You will still have deductibles. There will still be premiums. It's not free.
What about the people who don't have any money?
Then it would be a sliding scale for them. I mean, they need to see a doctor. You can't say to somebody, if you can't pay, you can't see a doctor. This is for, it's health care that's for everyone, and the people that can pay will pay. The other people that cannot pay don't pay, but there will be something worked out for them, which is not too much different than right now. People that can't pay, they can get medical care only if they go to an emergency room, which is not really good medical care, or right. They have no medical care.
All right, but they can actually go to the emergency room, and I agree with you. It's an imperfect system, but they've closed down the county hospitals, where at one time, of course, we did have a system where people could get care at a very reduced rate or good care, but it seems that they've done everything they could to create a problem. Well, let's go to Ken, who's calling from Watsonville, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Suzanne is suggesting a single payer program for the state of California. Ken, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I did. The radio's in the other room, and I haven't heard, but was able to hear since I've been on hold. I wanted to ask, since I'm in the petrochemical industry, and the industry has put everybody on Medicare, if they could get on. And I'm asking, since the state of California doesn't recognize chemical illness, what happens to us? Do they say that we have something, a disease that doesn't exist, or what? Is that come into the play?
Under single-payer system, everybody is in, nobody's out. If you feel like you're sick, you see a doctor. It's between you and your doctor what goes on.
Any doctor?
You would pick the doctor that you wanted to go to Well, now people can't really pick the doctor because they have to go along with their health plan or get a list of doctors on their provider. But your physician is a physician of your choice, and he gets reimbursed by the single-payer system. So you don't have to worry about health care plans or which doctor belongs to what plan. You see a doctor if you're ill.
And, of course, how will the doctor be paid? Will he be paid at the fee that he wants to charge, or will you establish a fee for him?
He will have a fair charge. If a doctor is overcharging, then there will be oversight for that, as it should be.
I see. Now, who will determine what the fair charge is?
The state of California will have a system of addressing those kind of issues. And
all right,
that's part of the single-payer approach.
So it really isn't a free enterprise system. They're going to be fixed fees established by the government.
It's not fixed fees, it's fair fees.
I see. Now, what's the difference between fixed and fair? A fair fee will be fixed, won't it?
Fixed means you're being forced to charge something. If Dr. A charges more than Dr. B, and the patient goes over there, and the patient's going to be paying a copay, you know, he's going to pick a doctor that gives him the biggest bang for his buck, just like when you go out and buy a lawnmower. You go to the best place for the best price.
All right, fine. So anything else you wanted to ask, Ken?
Yes, in other words, if it's going to be governed by people that are from the AMA, that Dr. Stan already knows what they do to you and such and won't let you know. I'm under those auspices, and even path lab tests are off limits. And you can be threatened by even taking them for looking for chemicals. Now, I don't know whether your plan will look at that as being reasonable or not, because the doctors have been leaving our county because of Medicare, and I guess Medi-Cal doesn't even offer them enough to...
Medicaid, they keep cutting the fees and cutting the fees and cutting the fees.
I don't have one coming now because I can't afford it.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Ken. Tim is calling from New York. Tim, did you have a question for our guest?
Absolutely. My question is, would you please tell me one government program
that has ever been run that has saved us money. Asking the government to get involved in this is only going to cost us money. If you send a dollar to the federal government, you're lucky to get 50 cents back. So how is this an improvement?
Well, I have to agree with you. I sense your distrust of the government. But I tell you right now, I distrust the HMOs, the insurance industry, and the drug companies much, much less. It's got to be better than what we have right now. And I spend a lot of time at the Capitol, and I'm a watchdog, and I will be watching them, and I will not be alone. And you should watch, too.
Well, I do, and my mother was a registered nurse for 30 years. You know, I know about the medical system, but it's just there's no time. The government has gotten involved with any program where it has ever saved us one, always ends up costing us money.
It's going to be better than this.
I can't see that this is going to be any different, no matter how many watchdogs you have.
It's going to be better, and you need to form a relationship with your congressman, and you need to send him lots of letters and have everybody you know do the same thing and put pressure on them to oversight these laws and be part of a system of watching the government and being part of it and not be apathetic. Maybe we have ourselves to blame for part of that. We need to be strong and we need to be together on this.
You know, it's the most amazing thing at how they can cover up things. I don't think the average American realizes that over in Iraq today, we have 160,000 troops, but 100,000 private contractors, and even most of our members of Congress never knew that. I mean, they have means of ways of hiding things from our elected representatives. If they can do that at the national level with the power that our congressmen have, why would you think that our state would be able to do things more efficiently? I mean, right now, of course, according to Eleanor Hill, who is the state, who has just gone over the state budget, she says we're bankrupt. She said what Governor Schwarzenegger has done is to bankrupt our state with all this borrowing. And in the face of that, we want to have another government-run program? But you think it'll work?
I truly believe it'll work. It'll be better than we have right now, and we have to do something.
Maybe we ought to get government completely out of medical care, like it was when I first got started practicing medicine, you know, 50 years ago. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We lost Greg, who was calling us from Texas, but 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'm sure Suzanne feels very strongly that there are very, very real problems. But she thinks that the government can solve it because she's going to be up there in Sacramento and other people are going to be up there in Sacramento looking over the shoulders of the people who are certainly taking care of all this money. How much money is going to be involved in this program? Do we have any idea? I mean, certainly if we're coming up with an idea of you tell us there's plenty of money, how much money are we really talking about?
The same amount of money that we're spending right now.
But how much is that?
In dollars and cents?
Yes, uh-huh.
A lot.
Well, I know, but I mean, you're asking us to give you a blank check. I want to know how much money we're talking about. Are we talking about $1 billion, $2 billion, $10 billion? How much are we talking about here in the state of California?
Nobody is asking anyone to give or take anything. It's just a matter of redirecting the current money that's out there. And I don't have the dollars and cents right now for you. I just don't have that because I'm more into the whole idea.
I see. Well, but now you mentioned you're going to siphon money from Medicare. Will the federal government allow that? You're going to siphon money from Medicaid. Will the federal government allow that, or are you going to have to get legislation passed at the national level to siphon that money off?
Well, that's part of the H.R. 676 by John Conyers. His bill, it's like a sister bill to the California bill by Sheila Kuhl. And all this has to do with single payer. So is the federal government going to be on board? This is what we want. We want everybody in this country to be able to see a doctor.
In other words, this is basically a national level, then you want national socialized medicine. Because it really is a socialized medical system. If the federal government is going to they're going to have to set the fees. You have to have set fees or the system just won't work.
This is not socialized medicine. This is single payer. There's a difference.
Well, tell me what the difference is between single payer, where the government pays all the bills, and socialized medicine, where the government pays all the bills.
The government does not pay all the bills in single payers. The money comes from the same place that it comes from right now, which is a combination of sources. It comes from out-of-pocket, comes from premiums, comes from employers, comes from Medi-Cal, comes from Medicaid, and it can come from some insurance companies. If they behave themselves, they can still stay in the system, and that would work.
Well, now, then we're still going to have private insurance companies in the system, even though, of course, you're very, very critical of it.
If they behave themselves. Right now, they are not behaving. They're raping everybody. They're
all right,
taking
fine.
The money
well, that,
and running with it.
How are we going to keep them from taking advantage of the system? Because they're going to say, look, we have to make a certain amount of money to stay in the system.
Not as much as they're making right now.
I say, well, what profit margin would it be allowed? Would it be allowed a 5% profit, a 1% profit, an 8% profit? Do we have any idea?
Reasonable amount of profit. Even physicians make a profit. I make a profit when I deliver nursing care. Why would I do it if I couldn't take money home? It's my job.
Absolutely.
And that's reasonable to pay me $50 an hour to save somebody's life in an emergency room. But if I asked you for $500 an hour, that would not be reasonable.
You're absolutely right. But, of course, with the system, what happens if we have the patients going to the doctor a lot more than they should, and you're saying there's a copay, but how much is a copay going to be?
I think right now a copay, I think most people pay $15, $20 for a copay.
So they pay $15 or $20. Would that be for everybody, or would that be just for the people who couldn't? What about happens if you had a multimillionaire? Would he still have to put out $15 or $20, or would he have to pay the whole bill?
I don't think it needs to be punitive like that. If you have a physician with a copay and it's reasonable to be $20, then I don't see why it can't be $20 for everybody.
All right, so it would be the same for the millionaires, for the guy who's making $5 an hour or $7 making minimum wage.
Why punish him for being a millionaire?
I see. Okay, let's go to Greg calling from Texas. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hello, great. The issue I have is, ultimately man has the issue of greediness. You know, whether it's construction, you get someone to try to do remodeling, there's all these different bids to get the jobs done. And, I think the real issue is, I know we're talking about different things like surgery and things like that, but a lot of our problems are self-inflicted, and maybe just through knowledge of understanding instead of taking drugs and different things like that, that we could actually heal ourselves through having the right knowledge. And but I just don't understand her clarity of she's saying the money's already out there. Well, I don't go get treatment because I don't have the money to pay the bills. So if it's my money that creates the money that's out there, I'm just confused about what money out there that's actually going to pay for my bills that's already there.
The bills that you've already got and that you're trying to pay off?
No. You said that there's money already out there to provide for my medical needs.
Oh, I'm talking about the health care dollar, which you take all the money that's being spent on health care in, like, the state of California or the country. That's the money that's out there right now. And under single payer, that money would be harvested to pay for to pay the providers, hospitals, and doctors to give you health care when you're sick.
And I think basically what Suzanne is suggesting, they're going to harvest or siphon the money from everything into this one government pool. And then the bureaucrats in their benevolence and wisdom are going to go ahead and apportion that out according to who should get their share. Now, do you think that the bureaucrats would come under any pressure from one group? For instance, a pharmaceutical group might put pressure on so they'd get more money, or the hospital association would put pressure on so they'd get more money? Or maybe the doctors or even the nurses union might advocate that they get a larger share, because there's a common pool out there. Isn't everybody going to be looking for a larger share of that government pool of money?
That's why we have oversight. There'll be a paper trail. We can see it. I mean, we're already looking at paper trails right now. We know what the pharmaceutical companies are, what their profit is. It's huge. We know that. It's a matter of public record. You can get copies of any of this by using the Internet.
But, of course, the thing is that they bribe the politicians. I mean, they bribe the people in the FDA. They bribe the people in the CDC and the NIH. How are you going to stop that sort of thing? I mean, man is basically corrupt. He always has been.
You and I will stop it. I will stop it. I will be in Sacramento stopping it by myself.
But wait a minute.
If I need
wait a minute.
To.
You are going to go up there all by yourself, and you're going to stop the corruption that we have in government, and yet with all of the legislators up there and with all the watchdogs, they can't do it?
I have 75,000 nurses with me, and we stopped Arnold last year when he tried to take our ratios away. So we have the power.
All right, fine. Did you have anything else to ask, Greg?
No. Thank you so much, Dr. Sands, for your efforts. Thank you, Ms. Nurse. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here. Let Suzanne wrap up her program here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suzanne, I'll give you 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'm an RN in California, and I represent the California Nurses Association.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you have worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Certainly a terrible problem as far as the hospitals are concerned, but although she admits that the situation is absurd as far as the billing, she's somewhat defensive of the hospitals, that they have to have a means of getting the money in, and she actually sort of excuses the billing system, saying that the hospital has to have a means of getting reimbursement, and that's true. But, of course, the problem was that at one time hospitals were there to take care of patients. That all changed during the Reagan administration when we brought in this system that we have now, and really is an outgrowth of Medicare. Is a wonderful dream, but the thing is that it doesn't work. We had an effective and very efficient healthcare system. We had a healthcare system that was the envy of the entire world. And then as government began getting involved, now we're finding more and more people going out of America to Mexico or to other countries to get their health care because they can't afford it here. And because we have so many restrictions on so many effective treatments, there are effective treatments for cancer. We're not allowed to use them here. The drugs we're allowed to use are ridiculously expensive. Many of the things that are safe and efficient we're not allowed to use in this country. And my personal belief, and perhaps you disagree, but my personal belief is there is no problem facing American medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. Now, there are other people who disagree, and they say if we only gave government more program, more power, why, we would be able to have oversight, we'd be able to make this system work. You have to understand that America is bankrupt. You can go to the 60 Minute program a week from last Sunday, where they had Mr. David Walker, who is he's the CEO of the General Accounting Office, and he will tell you that America is bankrupt. There's no way we can pay it off, and why the commitments we've made because of Medicare, and then, of course, on top of Medicare, why the prescription drug bill. Now, I think the prescription drug bill was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, but it's going to put trillions of dollars that we don't have into a failed system that funnels money off into the drug companies. What we need are responsible people. I think it was John Adams who said, our system of government was made for moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And we're no longer a moral and religious people. Well, we need doctors who are physicians, but we're no longer considered physicians. They're providers. And we need patients who go to the doctor, but you're not a patient. You're a consumer. And everything has changed. You don't pay for your hospital bill. The insurance company pays for it, or some other government entity pays for it. And once you take the relationship between the doctor and the patient, or between the patient and the hospital away, and there's not, you know, a certain sense of responsibility on everybody's part, to be fair, the whole idea is to get as much money as you can, and that's why you get the ridiculous bills, and they are all padded. And, of course, then if you have an insurance company, they will negotiate, and they'll get that bill down, and if you're the government, you're not going to pay it anyway. You just say, sayonara, too bad. And if you're the patient that doesn't either have insurance or the government standing behind you, you're stuck with a bill of a couple of $100,000. And there's no way you're ever going to be able to pay it. And it's all a direct result of government interference in the healthcare delivery system. And the only solution is to get the government out of medicine and get back to the position where the patient, or I should say the doctor, is answerable to the patient. This is the only way we're ever going to solve the problems we have today. And I don't see any way that we're going to solve it until this whole financial house of cards comes down, and I fear it's not going to be too far away. But even then, unless you have moral people, our system will not work. For those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants, and increasingly we are ruled by tyrants. And anybody who thinks that they're going to be able to go to Sacramento or Washington, D.C. as an oversight and make sure things are done right. Well, Sheila Kuhl, incidentally, the woman who's pushing this, is a hardcore socialist. We're in real trouble as a nation. So pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. President Bush journeys to a small town in Guatemala today to highlight how trade can lift Latin Americans out of poverty. Traveling with the president, here's correspondent Mark Smith.
Yes, the president will talk free trade, but first he'll visit a vegetable growers co-op. 2 decades ago, a poor Mayan farm worker there named Mariano Canu got U.S. help to start growing crops for export. Today, his co-op ships to Walmart stores across Central America.
I can't wait to congratulate him on not losing hope and faith.
And Bush says he can't wait to see a thriving business that began with a dream.
The launch of Iran's first nuclear power plant appears to have hit a snag. The state-run Russian company building the plant says the problem stems from payment delays from Iran. Russia has accused Iran of paying only a fraction of the required monthly payments of $25 million for construction. This is the Information Radio Network.
You be the judge. New